Welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Today we're going to be addressing some of the biggest challenges in African wildlife conservation. And in a recent census of mountain gorillas in Uganda, the population was proven to be growing. And so can we take this as a significant positive development? And what exactly is going on in the African continent to maintain, protect, and permit growth of threatened or endangered wildlife? Today, we visit Africa with a professional who has dedicated most of his working life to African wildlife conservation. Later in the show, do you know what to do to keep your pets safe during the holiday season? You will have a chance to test your knowledge along with Peter's. And Peter will have animal news from around the world, so stay with us. But first, I'm very pleased to welcome Craig Shawley to the show. Craig is Vice President of Philanthropy and Marketing for the African Wildlife Foundation in Washington, D.C. His involvement in wildlife conservation goes back to 1973 when he was a Peace Corps volunteer in Zaire. Craig has worked with Diane Fossey, directed Rwanda's internationally known Mountain Gorilla Project, and worked extensively in ecotourism. Hey, Craig, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Craig, the lead story about the population of mountain gorillas increasing. Where do mountain gorillas live, and how do you determine the population?
Well, mountain gorillas are very, very localized. They live in one particular part of Africa. It's an interesting part of Africa in that it's right at the junction of three countries. So you find mountain gorillas in Uganda, in Rwanda, and the eastern section of the Democratic Republic of Congo, in a very, very mountainous area of that part of the continent called the Virunga Mountains and the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest. And obviously we're delighted that the recent census has indicated growth in at least one of those areas, and it's exciting news. Censusing mountain gorillas is very, very difficult. It's very time-consuming, and it basically means that you're out in the forest following gorilla trail on a day-to-day basis, looking for nest sites, accumulating information data from the nest sites, and trying to make visual contact. A census may take months in the making, and as I said, very, very time-consuming, an awful lot of manpower, but in the end, you're able to step back and literally know almost to the animal how many gorillas particularly live in an area.
Mm. So what did this survey specifically show?
Well, it basically shows that in the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest, which is an area that to date holds about half of the mountain gorillas in the world, the population is growing. It's grown by about 100 animals over the last couple of years, and that's great news. It's fantastic. It means that gorillas are reproducing. It likely indicates that habitat is being nicely conserved by a number of different organizations that are responsible for the conservation in that part of the world, and it's a real success story. I mean, obviously, when you're dealing with an endangered species that has a number of only about 880, it's still a very, very fragile population. There's no room for complacency whatsoever. But the trend over the last couple of years is upward, and it's exciting because this part of Africa in large regard has been politically unstable, and so in spite of that, you've got an endangered species success story that's taking place.
Craig, what threats do these gorillas and others in Africa face?
Boy, when you're talking about mountain gorillas, you're talking about a large number of threats. They live in a relatively isolated area, surrounded by lots and lots of people, probably the most densely populated part of Africa, a lot of agricultural taking place, and so therefore you're talking about a lot of habitat destruction threats that face mountain gorillas. For a very, very long time, when I initially got involved in mountain gorillas and I was working with Diane, poaching was a direct threat. Gorillas were being poached for skulls and hands and other body parts, for infants that were being sold to disreputable animal dealers. Fortunately, that has waned to a degree, but it still is a threat. There are disease threats. Mountain gorillas surrounded by a human population are surrounded by disease. Mountain gorillas are of course, an African ape. They're very, very closely related to their human brethren, and so the possibility of disease transmission from people to apes is high, and so there's a myriad of threats, and yet the trend is positive in terms of population growth.
Mm. How specifically, Craig, does, say, poverty hurt the gorilla population?
Well, I think one has to realize that this part of Africa is surrounded by folks who, to a degree, do live in poverty. As I mentioned, the majority of people who live immediately outside the park are those who rely on agricultural subsistence. They've got lots of needs. Average annual income in many, many places, depending upon the country that you're talking about, is probably less than $1,000 per year. So lots and lots of needs. What I think is really interesting about mountain gorilla conservation is that we've tried to create a situation wherein mountain gorillas can be viewed as a real asset that are available for the economic improvement, livelihood improvement of the people in the area. And so a lot of that is directly related to tourism, and tourism, in fact, has helped livelihoods improve in the area. AWF, the African Wildlife Foundation, the group that I work for, is very, very proud of initiatives that we've taken in that particular regard. We've actually created a number of tourism lodges that are directly linked to not only the gorilla tourism experience, but also to local communities. Effectively, we've put into the hands of local people, villages and communities, a hard asset of a lodge that offers them an annual income that is leaps and bounds above the kind of money that they would make otherwise. And so they look at gorillas as an asset that is helping to improve their livelihoods on an annual basis.
Craig, on this show, we advocate for the protection and well-being of all living beings. But for these mountain gorillas, what are their special circumstances, besides being majestic and sentient and intelligent and so on, that make it vital to protect their populations?
Well, I think I'd probably respond to that question by just talking about Africa in general. Africa is a very, very unique continent, and mountain gorillas are one of many, many species that exist there, that exist no other place in the world. And I like to think of all of these iconic creatures as world treasures. And I think it's incumbent upon the world to help pay the way of these creatures. We're talking about impoverished African nations in a lot of different cases, and so I do think it's important for the rest of the world to basically buy into helping to protect them. Above and beyond that, I would say that having had the opportunity to be in the field with mountain gorillas on a very regular basis, having spent tens of thousands of hours with them, it's a very, very special experience looking into the eyes of gorillas. I think it's very, very safe to say that when you do, you see a lot of you looking back at you. And so they're very, very closely related to humankind. I think they are our brethren, and I also think that if in fact we can't protect mountain gorillas in this world, there's little that we can protect in the future.
We're learning about mountain gorillas, and we're speaking to Craig Scholey. He is the Vice President of Philanthropy and Marketing for the African Wildlife Foundation in the Washington, D.C. area. Don't go away. This is Animals Today.
Three boys, she's waiting there for you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at AIAnimals.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727. 1727, 800-215-1727.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half Zip Performance Fleece is just $12 for adults, $9 for kids, and Famous Graphic Tees just $7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack. Thank you!
Now through Sunday, Half Zip Performance Fleece and Famous Graphic Tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's most wanted fall sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details. Jetpacks not included.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Craig Shawley with about mountain gorillas. Craig, I mentioned earlier you are with the African Wildlife Foundation. Can you tell us about that? How long has the organization been in existence, and what is or are its missions?
Sure, happy to talk about African Wildlife Foundation. In fact, we're over 50 years old. We celebrated our 50th anniversary about a year ago. Have a very, very long, incredible record in Africa. And actually, I'm based here in D.C. I travel back and forth to Africa quite a bit. Our headquarters is actually in Nairobi, Kenya. And we work in about 15 countries throughout the continent. We have a focus on wildlife. But interestingly, we spend a great deal of time working with people, because if in fact we can't ensure that both wildlife and people lead productive lives on the continent, there's little likelihood that we're going to be successful in terms of conserving wildlife. When we talk about AWF, we like to say that we work in a variety of different ways. We're all about large landscape conservation. And so we have a real focus on working with national park authorities, but also working with private and public landholders to ensure that wildlife has the ability to move from one point to another. We obviously have a focus on wildlife species, and so in addition to creating programs to conserve mountain gorillas, we're working with bonobos in Congo, another endangered ape. We've got a number of programs that focus on large carnivores. Obviously, right now, in the midst of escalating poaching on the continent, we've got a real focus on rhinos and elephants. Additionally, we have a category of focus that is all about creating businesses that are linked to wildlife. And so we like to talk about enterprise programs that are good for wildlife and good for the economy of people. And then finally, we are all about capacity building. So ensuring that education is a predominant feature in all of our programs is very, very important. Proud to say that a lot of the national park authorities throughout Africa were trained under the umbrella of some of our scholarship programs. And so we've got a grand vision, and we've got lots of different ways that we work on the continent to ensure that wildlife and wildlands endure forever.
Craig, what is the African Heartlands Program?
The African Heartlands Program is a dominant strategy in the way that we work. We, as I mentioned, like to talk about big landscapes. We believe that the only way to conserve wildlife in the future is to do it in the context of big landscapes. And we look at landscapes from a scientific standpoint and then try to create an ecological and economic model that is productive on all fronts. And so we're working in 9 big landscapes throughout the continent now. Many of these are transboundary landscapes that are larger than many states in the United States. And again, it's all about creating a viability for wildlife and people in the landscape that ensures that both are going to continue into the future and be productive.
So I want to encourage listeners to visit the website www.awf.org, where you will find a wealth of information, and when you look it over, you'll see that it's vital to consider the land, the people, and the animals simultaneously in order to achieve anything meaningful and lasting. Craig, how would you define ecotourism, and what is the role of ecotourism in protecting gorillas and other animals?
The whole idea of ecotourism has evolved quite a bit over the last 30 years. I think when you think about a definition for ecotourism, it is about conserving wildlife and wildlands in a way that has a people benefit linked to it, doing it in a manner that is appropriate for both wildlife and people. In many, many cases, there is some kind of economic link that is included in a definition of ecotourism. And so in this particular case, as is the case in many places throughout Africa, a mountain gorilla tourism program has been created that ensures that there's vigilance as far as protecting gorillas in the future, But there's also a direct people link that ensures that as a result of big bucks coming into a country, folks bringing dollars to Seamount and Gorillas, there's also an economic benefit that is directly linked to people in the Gorillas locale.
Political turmoil and violence is still a fact of life in much of Africa, Craig. How does that reality impact your ability to promote conservation?
Well, it's very, very difficult. And, wow, when you take a look at mountain gorillas over the past couple of decades, instability has been a serious problem. I lived and worked, as you've mentioned to your audience, in Rwanda for many, many years. And while I was there, it was a stable country, but I've been evacuated from Rwanda any number of times. Many people will recall that there was a terrible genocide in Rwanda during the 1990s. Pleased to say that African Wildlife Foundation and the International Gorilla Conservation Program during that time intervened and ensured that gorillas were protected. It's an interesting conservation story, in that one takes a look at that episode of Rwandan history, and it's safe to say that probably during that period of time, 750,000 to a million people died. But as a result of very, very courageous Rwandans and buy-in on the part of all parties who were fighting with each other, the mountain gorilla population during that period of time actually grew 17%. So it's on the one hand a horrific story, but on the other hand, it's a real conservation success story. And that continues today.
Right. Very good. Craig, in the last minute, what would you like interested listeners to do to help protect wildlife in Africa?
Well, I do think it really is a world obligation to ensure that wildlife throughout Africa is protected. When you think about mountain gorilla conservation, it really does require a global community. And so I would encourage folks to go on AWF's website to learn more about our work generally throughout Africa. Take a look specifically at those pages that are linked to our mountain gorilla conservation efforts. Spread the word in terms of the magnificence of mountain gorillas, but also try to support us in a variety of different ways, both verbally and financially.
Craig Sholey from African Wildlife Foundation. Again, the website is www.awf.org. Craig, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Don't go away after the break. Keeping your pets safe during the holidays.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, aianimals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517, 866-657-8517, 866-657-8517.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ba-ba black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
The mood is right. The spirit's up.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Laura.
Who sings that?
Oh, that's Paul.
That's Paul. What year?
What year? Holy cow. 1982?
I don't know. John, is that right? Okay, John will check that while we're... Okay. Okay. So you ready for more quiz questions about holiday safety tips for your pets?
For your pets.
For your companion animals.
Okay.
Ready?
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
You've stumped me in the past.
No, these are pretty easy.
Okay.
Okay. Which of the following are poisonous to dogs? Macadamia nuts, grapes, chocolate, onion and garlic, Or all of the above?
All of them.
All of the above is right.
Yes.
You know, also, I don't know if you know, avocado is also poisonous. On the list is alcohol. We know that. Coffee, tea, and other caffeine products. That makes sense. Grapes and raisins. Candy and gum. Yeast.
Yes.
Yeast dough.
Yeast. Oh. Yeast.
Is dangerous.
You mean because it rises?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And so it's, you know, it's a good idea to keep numbers of your local vet around, not just during the holidays, but all the time. And the closest emergency room clinic, you should know where that is. And the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center.
That's right. We've talked to them, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We talked to them about holiday safety tips. And their number, if you want to write this down, is 888-426-4435. That's the Animal Poison Control Center of the ASPCA. And it's 888-426-4435. True or false, Peter? Slices of apples, bananas, and watermelon make tasty and safe treats for your dog.
Wow. Well, I would say that's probably true.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
But it's nice to remove the seeds and the stems and the leaves before giving them these foods, since they can potentially cause serious problems.
You know, I had this apple in my briefcase a couple weeks ago that I didn't eat.
And the devil dog got to it.
And the dog, I hearing this crunching that I was not expecting, and in between the two paws, it's just munching down on an apple.
Yeah.
And that was okay.
They like apples.
Well.
Isn't that funny?
They like my apples.
True or false, canned pumpkin can help maintain good digestive health for dogs and cats.
I would, canned pumpkin, oh, that's true.
Right.
Okay.
So you buy these canned pureed pumpkin and with no added sugar or spice, and that can help dogs and cats with both constipation and diarrhea. And you just add a tablespoon or two, and obviously in proportion to their size, to their regular meal, and it's known to help keep them regular. Which of the following are poisonous to cats?
Cats.
Potpourri.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Holly. Mistletoe. Lilies.
Wow.
Poinsettia. Or all of the above.
Oh, well, I think at least two of them are probably, I know, so I'm going to say all of the
above.
It
is all of the above.
Wow.
So you have to be very careful with these holiday plants.
Oh, yeah.
And cats like to nibble on leaves and stuff like that. So, okay, true or false? Electrical burns from chewing cords are a common holiday hazard for rabbits.
Rabbits. Oh, I have to believe that they would like to chew on.
Very, very true. Yeah. Air fresheners can be toxic to fish.
Air, like,
true or false?
Air
fresheners. Air fresheners.
Wow. Okay, that's true too.
It is true.
So you drop your air freshener in the tank?
No, silly. I think that means just air freshener.
Oh.
Oh, and birds. And birds, oh. John says.
Okay.
Okay. No, I think just an air freshener.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I know. Well which of these statements is false? Pets ingesting objects like candy, food, ribbons, bows, tinsel, and even smaller holiday decorations, blocking the intestinal tract is very common, potentially extremely dangerous during the holiday season.
Okay.
Electric cords and batteries can potentially pose a significant risk to companion animals.
Okay.
Companion animals are often very energetic and happy during the holiday season.
Oh.
Which is false.
Oh. Well, I think the first two are true, and the I guess last one would probably be least true.
It is.
Because they're routine. You're messing with their routine.
Exactly.
Strangers are
very
around.
Very stressful.
And you're not letting them eat all the little trinkets that they would like to eat, so they're sad.
So according to most behaviors, this is a very stressful time of year to your companion animals. So what can you do to minimize the
holidays? We don't let anyone near our house.
I know, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
What can you do to minimize the holiday stress on your companion animal? Board your animal during the holidays. Give your companion animal lots of table scraps and extra treats.
No.
Or try to maintain a consistent routine, including feeding and exercise schedules.
Yes.
And in addition, listen, you want to consider giving your companion animal like a nice, quiet space of his own to retreat to if he has to, with fresh water and a place to snuggle or hide if you're a cat, right?
Yep.
True or false? More companion animals are reported lost during the holiday season compared to other times of the year.
Well, I think that's probably true also.
It is true, but you know what? I also read that pets go missing at 4th of July
right.
more than any other time of year as well.
Okay.
So I think those are the top two times. And we know that that has to do with the scary and loud noises on the 4th.
Right.
And according to PetAmberedAlert.com, animal control services see a 30% increase in lost pets during July 4th to July 6th.
Wow.
So the point is a lot of lost pets during the holiday time as well. You have people coming in and out of the house, obviously. They visit, you party, and deliver packages. And similar to the 4th, on New Year's, you have these fireworks that really scare these animals. So I guess my point is, right, now is the time to ensure that your pet has updated collar tag information as well as updated microchip information. Also, according to the same website, PetAmberAlert.com, 30 to 60% of lost pets are euthanized because they cannot be properly identified and returned to their guardians.
Really?
Peter, have you heard of these thunder shirts? People
Oh, yes.
Swear by them.
Yes.
Do you know what they are?
They are sort of a very sort of snugly form-fitting garment.
Yeah.
That's supposed to give that secure feeling.
Exactly.
And I've seen them on sale. I've touched them a little bit at one of the stores.
Yeah.
Do they work?
I don't know. I've read some people swear by them. John says, so that means maybe not. You know, I also read that you shouldn't try to soothe your animal, but just act normally if he gets scared. So if you soothe your dog when he's frightened, they'll think it's like there's a reason to be scared.
Yes.
And so it's better to carry on just as you usually do.
Oh.
So I don't
that's
know.
That's got to be hard.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's
hard.
Like letting the crying baby cry themselves
right.
to sleep.
Right.
It takes willpower.
Right. So create a safe haven for your animal. Many pets have an area room where they do feel safe, not only for those loud noises and firecrackers on New Year's Eve, but we all know that many of our dogs and cats don't even like strangers in the house. So let's make sure they feel secure and safe during this time of year. Okay, Peter, true or false? Raw turkey is good for your companion animal's fur.
Raw turkey? Oh, no.
Right.
Raw turkey.
Right.
Oh,
it could
horrible.
Contain salmonella bacteria, obviously. In fact, all raw meat or fish or uncooked eggs is bad for your pet. True or false? Meat bones are safe for your companion animal and good for their teeth.
Oh, no.
No, absolutely.
I know that.
Right. Okay. Bones are brittle and sharp pieces can get lodged in the pet's esophagus or intestine. And especially poultry bones are hollow. They can break especially easily. True or false, the water used to keep the Christmas tree moist has vitamins and minerals in it and is very healthy for your pet to ingest.
This I know can't be true.
It's false. It contains preservatives and fertilizers and, at the very least, bacteria, thus making your pet very ill if consumes it.
Well, you can put the pureed pumpkin in there, and that would just smooth everything out, right?
John, play the first few seconds of the first song there. Peter, what is the song?
Soft brown eyes that seem to say, stay
a
while. Okay, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't think I know that one.
Okay, this is by Adam Faith, Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop.
Oh, okay. Aww.
John should have given you a better hint. Okay, John, play the second one. What's this, Peter?
The bloody red baron is flying once more. The allied command ignored all of his men.
Oh, that is called, eventually they say it, don't they usually? Something Drats You Red Baron?
Snoopy versus the Red Baron, Snoopy's Christmas. That was in 1967. Oh. Okay, the last few seconds. John, play the last one, and Peter, you better get this one. And this is not a holiday one, though. I just felt like putting this on.
A dog as much as I love you. Do you make faith? My dog will always come through.
What is it,
voice,
Peter?
I recognize the Cat Stevens voice.
Cat Stevens. I love my dog.
Strength. Really?
Yeah. Oh. I love my dog. Cat Stevens. Okay. Don't go away. We have Peter in the News up next on Animals Today.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred, or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Back to the show. So, Peter?
Yes, Lori.
What do you got for us?
Well, news about that horrible mauling of the two-year-old in the Pittsburgh Zoo.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do you remember a few weeks ago? So, yeah. This child is placed on a railing or accidentally dropped over the side of the habitat where the painted wild African dogs really got at him right away. The child was almost instantly killed. Well, the local prosecutor has decided that the mother, they're not going to press charges against the mother.
Wasn't she the one who placed the child on the railing?
Yes, she is the one, but they are calling it a tragic accident.
Well, and it's always easy to blame the animals in a zoo, right?
Well, whether the zoo is going to be found culpable here is a different story.
Uh-huh.
Was the enclosure properly constructed, and were the walls high enough, and et cetera? That still is to be determined. And then, of course, you've got the family of the killed child who certainly will go after someone on this.
You don't think the mother should be held accountable a
Well,
little
I,
bit?
You know what?
Was that not a stupid thing to do, to put your child on a railing over a wild African?
You know, I thought about that, and not knowing the construction of it.
Uh-huh.
And that would leave me to give her the benefit of the doubt. On the other hand, you watch Michael Jackson, what he did with his little kid,
right,
putting him out the window, and everyone automatically said that was a very risky and unnecessary thing to do. It might be analogous to that.
Yeah.
So let's... I have a feeling this enclosure is going to be found non-standard or non-compliant.
Yeah. Okay, well, good, good.
But still, it's a
it is
too
horrible.
Bad it happened. Now, regarding the African dogs.
Oh, Peter, this is incredible. I can't get an expert to talk about this case on the show.
Yeah.
They don't want to comment.
You wanted to get like a naturalist or a wildlife expert who knows about these dogs.
Right. I contacted three of them. And no names mentioned.
Yeah.
And they did not want to be on. They didn't want to comment about this. They apparently know it's gonna be a legal fight here.
So they're laying low.
They're laying low.
Yeah.
And truly, I just wanted them to come on to talk about the behavior of these African dogs in the wild, not in captivity. Because from what I've read, they do not act like this way in the wild.
Yeah.
And it's because of the captivity is why they're this way, just like a whale killing a human.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's from what I read. So,
That's all we're going to have until this thing cools off.
Yeah, yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Well.
And so what happened to the dogs? Did they get killed?
Oh, my understanding is that one of them had to be killed.
Okay.
But the others were
okay.
Not.
It really is a tragedy, and it's a horrible thing that happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to California, our craziest, happiest state. You know, there's a foie gras ban in California.
I know that.
And we've talked about that before. Well, there is one restaurant called Hot's Kitchen. They previously were selling that on the menu, and they've stopped. However, they are now offering it as a complimentary side dish if customers order their burger, which is called the burger. So you order the burger, you get a complimentary side of fatty goose liver.
Well, why is that legal?
Well, it's because it's not for sale, and so they're trying to go around the ban of the sale. Of
wow.
Yes.
I don't like that at all.
No, that's pretty evasive, and so therefore they are being sued by PETA.
For the ethical treatment of animals.
And they are suing them to, because they want the state to enforce the ban, and we'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
There are
good
some determined people, and the owner of this Hot's restaurant, which is Hot's, the owner of Hot's Kitchen, which is Hot's restaurant group, is trying to overturn the law. They sued California the day the law went into effect, so there's a history here. They're claiming the law is overly vague and should be unconstitutional because you can't determine at what point you are force-feeding a goose.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So we'll see. No more ridiculous than a lot of the stuff we're in.
I know.
Here.
I know.
Okay. So another tragic story, unfortunately, in California, and this is is a recent tragedy that a 14-year veteran animal control officer from Sacramento County, he was shot dead when he was trying to enter a foreclosed house. And there was they thought it was not inhabited, but it turns out the former resident who was evicted and then the locks were changed somehow made his way back into there, and he was felt to be he wasn't felt to be in there, but there was a concern that there were animals in the house.
Yeah.
Based upon his prior history.
Uh-huh.
Well, the officer, along with a representative from the bank, knock on the door, and then through the door, a shotgun blast kills him right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Just right in the chest.
Oh,
and,
no.
With some of it grazing the banker.
Oh, boy.
So that's a real tragedy. And so when you are an animal control officer, you have many hazards, including distraught, angry, and violent people, too.
Right.
So be nice to your animal control
officer. I'll try. I will try.
And finally, a hot subject which we will hopefully talk about in the future is falsely labeled fish for consumption. Now, around here, we don't want anyone to eat any fish for any reason, but it turns out that people are as much as 25 to 75% of the time in the United States are not eating the fish that it is that they think they're getting. And that is it's just being falsely labeled and priced higher than it should be. And turns out that's becoming a big issue. So there are others who are advocating for labeling, proper labeling and identification of a fish for consumption from the sea to your plate. So it's easier. Just don't have a guilty mind that you're eating an endangered fish, or don't overpay for your fish dinner and just eat a nice vegan meal instead, right?
That's right.
It's a very easy solution instead of a barcode from the ocean to your plate.
Thanks, Peter.
There you go.
Thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.